I'm Todd Zwillick.
And I'm Catherine Lanfrey. You're listening to The Takeaway. All this week, we've been hearing credit card stories from our listeners, and one man's story, well, it really caught us. Don Merrill is from Salt Lake City, and he was sick of all the so-called convenience checks that he got in the mail from his credit card company. You know, those high-interest checks that make it way too easy to borrow money on credit. So he sued. And he won. We've got him here on the line. Okay, Don, why were you so fed up about this one thing? Wasn't it just junk mail? You could have thrown it away.
I know I could have, but it was a respect issue. I mean, a lot of the credit card companies talk about how they are customer friendly. But if I make my wishes clear and I'm a good customer and they ignore my wishes, then it's not about the card anymore. It's about how I'm being treated as a customer.
So how did this escalate into a lawsuit?
Well, it escalated because since I got the card, I used the card responsibly, and probably after about a year of owning the card, I started getting these offers that were filling up my mailbox. And I have a mailbox on the street, and there had been reports of people having mail stolen out of their box.
Mm.
So first I tried to get the post office to allow me to move my box from the street to the house, which they wouldn't let me do. So then I asked the credit card company to just stop sending me these offers. I mean, it was a simple request, but they just seemed to accelerate the offers.
Wow. And so how many letters did you send?
At the end of the two-year period, I had ended up sending about 35 or 40 certified letters.
Wow. So after all of that, what was the next step? You took them to small claims court?
I did.
And what happened then?
Well, I was awarded the judgment, and then the company contested what they called was the service, the way the suit was served to them. But what I did was I found a local company that was acting as their agent. They were doing the billing and the payment collection. And so I found their registered agent and sued both companies through that registered agent. It's kind of an involved process, but basically you have to find a legal representative of the company you want to sue in the city that you're in. And because this company was not represented locally directly, it was represented through its agent. So I sued the agent and ended up suing them both.
Now, you went through all of this. I'm assuming that you kicked that credit card company to the curb and said, get out of here. I don't want to deal with you anymore.
No. I mean, I still have the card. In fact, I just paid off my bill. I had a small balance, and I just paid it off. I like the card. I like the company. But this is not about the card per se. It's about respect.
So what would your advice be? You know, we've been hearing from angry consumers, and they've got a right to be, all week long. As we wrap this up, what is your advice to other consumers?
Well, I think people have to be responsible and not get themselves into more debt than they can afford. But I also think people have to be vigilant and not necessarily believe all the happy talk that comes out of companies when they say, we're your friend and we want to be part of your family and we have your best interests at heart. They're a business. They're about making money. They have a fiduciary responsibility to bring in as much revenue to their shareholders as possible. It's not a friendship. It's not a love relationship. It's a business relationship. And people just need to be as vigilant to them as they are to us.
Don Merrill, tough love. Thank you for it, though.
Thank you.
That's Don Merrill, credit card consumer. Don't take him with, you know, don't take him with less respect than he deserves. That goes for the rest of you, too. 877-8-MY-TAKE, mytake at thetakeaway.org. We'd love to hear your response and your credit crunch story.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.